Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you have me, Ian.
Ridley.
And Mark.
And Dave Ridley is here, courtesy of RidleyReport.com. We'll talk more about that coming up here in a little bit. Dave is currently preparing another Croatian atrocity to share with us from the 1990s in response to what has been happening in Liberland, which I think we were talking about Liberland. Was it last week? I know you were here,
yeah,
so maybe
yes.
It was last
mm-hmm.
week or 2 weeks ago. But, of course, Dave, you are familiar more so than others with the Bosnian Serbian conflict in the 1990s.
The Serbo-Croat conflict.
Serbo-Croat.
Well, both, I guess, yeah.
Well, Bosnia was involved in some way. I honestly don't know that much about it.
Many Serbs and Croats would claim that parts of Bosnia should be parts of Bosnia, or should be parts of Serbia and Croatia. I don't
and
that
or,
idea.
Okay,
but,
gotcha.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about Liberland over the last several weeks, if not a few months here on Free Talk Live. This is the three-square-mile plot of land that actually exists between Serbia and Croatia, correct?
Yes.
And it is in the Danube River, and it's basically no man's land, essentially, or no country's land. These countries that are bordering it have never claimed it as their own, and so these guys who are purportedly liberty-minded, people that we might really get along well with, have gone to this place and have attempted to claim it as another country, as a new sovereign nation called Liberland. And so that's what we've been following here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, we'll talk to you about anything you want, so you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. But over the last few weeks, there have been some arrests of individuals who have intended to go to Liberland, to that plot of land. They've attempted to go from Croatia and have been arrested essentially for a border crossing violation, meaning that the Croatian government has set up certain locations that it deems to be the appropriate place to cross the border into neighboring Serbia. However,
the United States has some of the same problems. I guess you could probably get in trouble for trying to leave the United States without government permission, too. And it's just such a basic fascistic thing, you know. I mean, the ability to leave is such a basic human right.
Freedom, sure.
People are always telling you and me to do it, right?
So, if you don't like it, leave.
Well, we're almost not allowed to without government permission. And I guess it's more official in Croatia that they're actually admitting you've got to be at a checkpoint to leave their lovely country. Why would anyone want to leave?
Exactly. So here's the news from Osijek, Croatia.
Well, I don't know about getting told to leave. I've been told to leave many times. You don't like your freedom. Get out. That kind of thing. But I think what we're seeing here is that when you actually do try to go someplace where you potentially believe you can have more freedom or build a society with more freedom or something like that, then you will not be able to do that, that they'll try their best to prevent you from doing that. What they mean is if you don't like our bullies here, go someplace where the bullies are worse. You should be lucky you get bullied the way you get bullied here. You don't even know what bullying's like.
Except you're not allowed to leave.
Take
a smack. Without authority's permission, yeah. So why would anyone want to leave a pretty place like Croatia unless they had a fascistic government?
So how did you pronounce this place?
Osijek.
Osijek, Croatia. On Sunday, June 7th, armed agents of the Croatian government abducted two Liberland citizens, both protected persons under the Geneva Conventions, from the occupied territory of Liberland and forcibly transferred them to Croatia, where they were imprisoned under appalling conditions. One of these protected persons was a minor, just 17 years of age. The boy's basic humanitarian rights to water, food, and daylight were denied by Croatian authorities despite repeated pleas, in direct contravention of Article 76 and 118 of the Fourth Geneva Convention. This, by the way, coming from the Liberland Settlement Association's press.
It wouldn't be a bad idea for us maybe to look at what the independent press is saying about this. That's not the Liberland press, right?
Yeah, I don't know if any other press is covering this, so you're welcome to Google around and see if you can find it.
Fourth Geneva Convention? It's not like they're listening to anything that was written down in the first three.
Yeah. He was released from forced imprisonment the following day with no charges pressed. The second Liberland citizen remains in prison. The Liberland Settlement Association demands the immediate release of this citizen and calls again for the cessation of grave violations of the Geneva Conventions on the part of Croatia, the occupying power. This latest provocation was a coordinated attack by 9 Croatian police boats, 12 off-road police vehicles, 2 police vans, and some 75 armed agents against 2 unarmed, peaceful residents of Liberland who had committed no crime nor displayed any aggression towards the occupying forces.
And where were they when this arrest occurred?
Well, they're exactly. talking of, it sounds like they were actually in Liberland.
That would be significant, because mostly there haven't been people in Liberland.
Yeah, because the opening paragraph said they abducted 2 Liberland citizens from the occupied territory of Liberland and forcibly transferred them to Croatia.
Again, where's the video? Why aren't these people showing up more
agree.
Video?
I agree. I would love to see the video of this supposed, 75 agents for 2 people here. These actions, I'm not saying I doubt the claims, but video would make it that much more persuasive, that much more shareable. These actions, together with previous offenses over the last several weeks, constitute a systematic practice by Croatian forces against the civilian population of Liberland. These attacks can no longer be described as isolated or sporadic events, but are clear manifestations of directed Croatian government policy towards the inhabitants of Liberland.
You know, it may be that there is a little bit of a holdover from, again, the mentality towards little breakaway republics. If you're Croatian government, when you think about that, it brings bad memories, because when the Serbian minority tried to make their own republic inside Croatia, that was very ugly, and many Croats unnecessarily suffered and were temporarily ethnically cleansed from the area. There was this thing, I don't even remember what it was called, but I think it was Milan Babic, I guess, was running this this crazily overhyped republic that was, basically some checkpoints and some barricades, and
Serbians trying to create their own society in Croatia.
Right. Yeah. And then there was the Bihać pocket. There was all these little things, all these different places that have broken away from places and other places, and in the chaos. And so there is this sort of phobia probably in Croatia about the idea of anything seceding from Croatia, although that's not what Liberland is trying to do.
Every state has a phobia of something seceding. There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, we're talking about a piece of land that is neither claimed by Croatia, nor does it have any people on it that would at least be considered Croatian, right?
Like,
people are traveling to this piece of land through Croatia or Serbia, because that's how you have to get there. I would hesitate to take a helicopter in. You'd probably get shot down. Mm. I don't think they have any, I get you're not making an excuse, but they have no excuse on this one. This isn't bringing back any bad memories of ethnic cleansing of Croats. There are
all
no Croats.
Yeah, all Croats would be welcome in that location. Right. It's the exact opposite of what the Serbian minority tried to do in the Krajina. But the other thing to keep in mind, and again, this is no excuse at all, but there's still this mentality when they look back at their history and they think, okay, there was this time in history where Croatia was X number of square miles. It was huge. It included this. It included that. Every country in the Balkans does this. They look back to their great moment.
The glory
and
days.
They want to have that back. And so any loss of any territory is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And that, again, that's what a lot of the fighting was over in the 90s.
Well, by using force and violence to escalate this conflict, Croatia, the occupying power, has violated Article 49 of the Geneva Convention the Fourth Geneva Convention, prohibiting transfer of protected civilians to the territory of the occupying power, of Article 76 and 118 prohibiting inhumane treatment of prisoners, and 71 and 72 providing for competent courts, and of Article 7 of the Rome Statute prohibiting systematic imprisonment of a civilian population. Because the government of Liberland has publicly accepted and pledged to apply the Geneva Conventions, Croatia is obligated to respect the rights of Liberland citizens under those international agreements. While the Croatian Ministry of Foreign and European Affairs has called Liberland a joke, Protecting the human rights of individuals is no laughing matter. To this end, the Liberland Settlement Association demands an immediate visit by the Croatian Red Cross in accordance with Article 76 of the 4th Geneva Convention to ensure humanitarian treatment of the remaining Liberland citizen still confined in prison in Osijek.
I would love to know what is a joke about Liberland compared to any of the other little tiny countries around there. Explain to me the difference.
855-450-FREE. Maybe you can explain it. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Lots of features await you there, so go and enjoy and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. Spend Bitcoins is for sale. You probably know about Spend Bitcoins if you've been around the Bitcoin universe for a little while. SpendBitcoins.com, one of the most popular websites out there because it's the number one Google search for terms like, where can I spend Bitcoins? They've got over 10,000 Bitcoin-accepting merchants listed on the site, and the entire directory is for sale. We're not just talking about the URL. The site itself is for sale. It's where you can sell Bitcoin, sell ads, sell premium listings. The world is your oyster when you own Spend Bitcoin. So go to spendbitcoins.com/sale. That's spendbitcoins.com/sale. This is one of the oldest and largest Bitcoin merchant directories out there. spendbitcoins.com/sale. So we've been talking about the latest attack on the innocent people, the peaceful people of Liberland, the 3 square mile area between Croatia and Serbia, where people are trying to settle. Some liberty-minded folks from around the world, mostly Europe, are trying to settle in there. And they've had better, I guess they've had a little better luck coming in from the Serbian side. But in this case, apparently the land is now occupied, they're claiming. This is the Liberland Settlement Association in their press release that we finished reading a few moments ago, where they are saying that a couple of their friends were kidnapped from Liberland. So what had been happening, and I don't know, they don't tell us when this was going on, but we know that there have been these Liberland parties that have been happening over the last few weeks. If you go to the Liberland Facebook page, you'll see some of the events that they've been making, and they've had 3 or 4 different weekend-long camping excursions, basically. And we had had some question about whether or not they were going into Liberland, but it only makes sense that they would be. They were gathering at a gathering site in Serbia and then presumably going into Liberland from there. So it was this past Sunday when these two gentlemen were arrested by Croatian government gang members, and they claimed there were quite a few of them. They claim 75 armed agents, 9 Croatian police boats, 12 off-road police vehicles, and 2 police vans came out to kidnap these two men. One of them, the 17-year-old, was released. Another, who is not named in this particular press release, is allegedly still in prison in Croatia, and I don't know what he's being charged with. The article doesn't give us that level of detail, but it doesn't sound like things are going well out in Liberland, and I wish them the best. I hope they can see this through.
Well,
it sounds like they're
I disagree.
These guys are dedicated.
No, it's going well as long as they're getting publicity. Having arrests,
but are they getting publicity?
Having arrests isn't going to hurt Liberland much. Well, they seem to be getting. Over the long haul, they're getting a lot of international publicity, but did this particular arrest get ignored?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. I'm just looking for Liberland arrests.
Meanwhile, I have my Croatian war crime ready for delivery.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not seeing anything popping up fresh in the Google News search, at the very least, for Liberland arrests.
Aren't you a little dubious about the 75 Croat army invasion of Liberland here? I mean, I don't know what else to call this except an invasion.
Yeah, they're calling it occupied territory in this article.
What's the track record on this site? You know, I mean, how accurate have they been in the past? Have they let us down before?
Well, we don't know how accurate they are. We have to take their word for it, right? I mean,
following them a little bit for the last couple of weeks, haven't you?
I mean, we generally followed the news from Liberland. Some of that news has come from the Liberland Settlement Association. This is a group of people who are dedicated to encouraging people to move to Liberland.
Well, maybe I should keep my Croatian war crime on hold until we have verification
of
this.
That's the thing. How do you get verification of this?
Right. Well, video. But yeah, mainstream press reports would also be helpful.
I'm not seeing anything like that, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. I mean, frequently there are stories here in Keene, New Hampshire that we break news of over at freekeene.com, and nobody else ever picks it up. So how do you verify that?
Yeah.
You were either there, and we do get video, so, like, you know, we've got that part down here pretty good in Keene, and that would certainly help the situation
here. Funny. I mean, I'm always saying how helpless average Americans seem to be against their government.
Apparently it's the
and
people
yet,
around
and
the world.
And it appears that even the Liberlanders don't know these basics. Yeah, get the video. Get the video.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I think something happened. This I want to see corroboration of some sort, some kind of proof that this I mean, an invasion of Liberland occurred by Croat forces. Like, I'd like to see a little more of that, but I'm going to go ahead and say clearly something happened.
I was just Googling it to try and find what the Liberlanders had shot themselves. Actually, I was searching YouTube. I couldn't find anything recent. There was a Dnevnik report from Croatia, a mainstream Croatian outlet. It was a TV report, it looked like, and the reporter was apparently inside the – she was inside the – Liberland itself, but this seems like so few people have actually gotten inside there.
Yeah, I can't say for sure. I mean, there are people that will say they're attending these parties on Facebook. Hundreds of people will say they're attending, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, anybody who's ever put a Facebook event together knows that sometimes the attendee count is close to accurate, sometimes it's wildly inaccurate, and sometimes it's wildly inaccurate in a negative or positive manner. So you really can't predict anything just by looking at a Facebook event and say, oh, well, there were that many people there.
Yeah.
The only thing you can go by is when somebody takes a picture of the people who are attending, and I can tell you the pictures I've seen have not shown hundreds of people. It has shown maybe, you know, a dozen or something like that.
It's interesting, just historical note, Osijek, where they're holding these prisoners, or where they were holding them, that was actually the front line in the Serbo-Croat War, and it was shelled very heavily. I think the Croats held it and still hold it.
So here's an interesting detail for you, Dave. I just went to the Liberland Facebook page, which kind of has a lot of updates from the Liberland, you know, I guess the official government or whatever there. And there's no mention of the arrest there. So, I mean, maybe they don't want to promote, maybe the government of Liberland does not want to promote the fact that people are being arrested there. Maybe they're not yet aware of it, but I would presume they are based on the way the press release was worded here.
Yeah, if they don't want to promote arrests, they're going to lose.
Now, Mark, you apparently are in the Liberland Settlement Association group on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I liked it.
I am not a part of – no, that's you are in a group, not something you like. That would be something that you join.
Okay, fine.
That would be where there would be maybe some discussions going on, perhaps.
I haven't spent much time in there, honestly.
I would like to suggest that you go to that group and see if there's anything – because we're trying to determine what's happening here. And you're the one person in the studio who's already a part of it. Maybe there's more information. Maybe that's where we might find video. I mean, maybe there is video, but the Liberland Settlement Association just isn't with it enough to know to put it online or something like that. Maybe somebody's just dropped it on their Facebook page and they figure that's good enough. I mean, just because these guys are organizing a country, Dave, doesn't mean they're media experts, right?
Thomas has been released. Thomas was arrested Sunday early afternoon together with Kristen 100 meters inside Liberland after exiting Liberland, spent 100 meters inside Liberland after exiting Liberland. Let's call that out.
Strange.
Having spent a day and a night there. I'm going to guess this English isn't the primary language of Nicholas, who's posting this. A lot of police was called on scene during the arrest. Serbian police was also called on site and involved in the process.
Really?
The Serbian police called in, advised their Croatian colleagues to just let the boys go with no further charges. Obviously, the Croatians did not agree. Instead of all their electronic equipment and mobile phones were seized, and they were put in police cars and driven off.
Okay, so maybe their video was confiscated.
Well, but we know that one was released. I wonder which one you're saying there was released.
That's just released.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again,
877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The latest from Liberland. Mark is in their Facebook group for the Liberland Settlement Association. Apparently, the one guy that had been kidnapped, or there were two people kidnapped this weekend by the Croatian government goons. One was released relatively quickly after a night in jail, and then the other was just released literally hours ago. We've got more details on their story, what exactly transpired. We did read the press release from the Liberland Settlement Association. This is the story that's inside their Facebook group. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. Of course, Liberland is the destination for a lot of people in the Europe area to come to have a shot at freedom, or at least that's the way it seems. That's the idea, at least the concept of it, is to carve out a 3-square-mile plot of land between Serbia and Croatia and create a free place, a place with very little government interference in people's lives. Everything sounds great as far as the concept of Liberland. It's just the whole making it happen thing is the difficult part. That's where you run into these governments who, of course, don't like change. They don't like the idea that there could be a new government in the world, and they certainly don't like people crossing their border at a place where they say you can't cross the border. So they've been arresting people for that.
But as always, it's the conflict that makes the people, right? I mean, Israel wouldn't exist if there weren't so many atrocities committed against Jewish folks. And in the same way, any atrocity committed against Liberland, which, you know, in a sense, an arrest is a small atrocity, that's going to, in theory, make them more powerful.
It could, but they're not getting much press coverage out of it.
Not on this last one. I mean, there's a lull. Now, they can live through a lull and still survive, but they're going to have to, over the long haul, keep the attention on.
Well, right, and think about it. I mean, had they actually come out with some kind of video of this, because the way it was described is not quite 100, but 75 armed agents that were supposedly swarming over Liberland and then arresting these guys.
That's an invasion.
That would have made for a very shareable, very possibly viral video, which could have really kind of kept them at the top.
But and that, there's been some indication their electronics were confiscated, so maybe they couldn't get some of their video out. But again, that's where you create a chain, or you have a videographer that is further away, that records the process of the cameras being stolen, or you have a live stream or something like that.
So I don't know that this so the story you're reading sort of doesn't corroborate the facts in this other story.
Interesting. I want to get to that story here in a moment, but you can call in about anything. Dennis is in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dennis.
Hi there.
Hey, Dennis, go ahead.
Okay. I've seen a notice from the ACLU about a mobile phone cell phone app for recording police brutality.
Yeah.
It's called Mobile Justice.
It
has a record function. It uploads it. I assume this is like streaming video, and it goes straight to the cloud somehow. And so that if a phone gets confiscated or destroyed, the record is still there with the video that's been recorded.
Hmm. The way I saw it when I saw the video of it is you kind of have to push this button to send it, to send the video.
So it doesn't stream as it's recording?
I'm going to have to say, from what I have seen, I do not think that this app is the best choice that we can make.
It sounds inferior to Bamboozer.
But they could improve on it. I mean, at least, I mean, think about it. The ACLU has an app for recording police.
It's a awesome start. It's a good start. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Thanks for the heads up, Dennis. Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Okay, I was just wondering if the Cop Block organization was working with ACLU.
I don't know. That's an excellent question. I mean, there's so many different police accountability organizations out there. Cop Block is certainly one of the biggest ones. It wouldn't surprise me if at some level they were, but I certainly haven't heard about any linkage like that. But thank you for the heads up tonight, Dennis.
Yeah, organization would work well to bring everybody in, get everybody working together.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Dennis. The only problem with bringing everybody together is that sometimes that creates more trouble than it's worth. Sometimes
everybody doesn't agree.
Yeah, not everybody agrees. So there's been a bit of a spat, from what I understand, between Cop Watch and Cop Block, and they used to get along, but now like some of the admins, if you will, the people who are in charge of these organizations, if you want to say that, I mean, Cop Block is a very decentralized group, but there's still somebody who's running the website, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the people who are in charge of Cop Block, the people who are primary in Cop Watch at the national level, have had a falling out, and so that's been a little ugly sort of behind the scenes. So it's nice when groups can link together and there's synergy there, but it also can be difficult sometimes. So I don't know. I feel like having diverse options out there is valuable. I think having different groups taking different approaches is important because not everybody values the same approach. And the same thing's true of, you know, the ACLU. I don't think they would probably necessarily side with Cop Block on everything that Cop Block does. So,
well, and what was it that Sun Tzu said? The smaller the army, the more mobile and fast it is. You know, and if you start linking up with a bunch of people, what you're really doing is slowing yourself down. You got to focus on what you can do yourself.
So good advice there, Dave. Let's talk about, Mark, the story here. You're saying the actual – this is from one of the people who was there. Was it from a witness? Who was reporting this?
This is from Nicholas, who is in the Liberland Settlement Association.
So the same organization that sent out the press release that we read earlier, talking about all the Geneva Convention violations of these arrests.
Yep. So Nicholas isn't, from what I can tell, a native English speaker. He certainly doesn't have a last name like a native English speaker, I can tell you that.
Take a hack at it.
Oh, that's a Norwegian name, I think.
Yeah. Well, this is a private group,
okay.
I'm not going to share
that.
That's
that's a nice thing to do, Mark. Good point. This is a private group? Maybe you shouldn't be sharing this at all.
But, I mean, it's breaking. It says bracking.
Okay. All right. Breaking. That sounds like news.
They let me in.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I don't. Anyway.
It doesn't say keep this private or anything.
It doesn't say that.
Okay.
Bracking. Thomas has been released. Thomas's story. Thomas was arrested Sunday afternoon together with Kristen 100 meters inside Liberland after exiting Liberland.
Okay. Seems strange.
I don't know whether that means outside Liberland. That's the thing, is I don't get what they mean here.
The original press release said they were arrested inside Liberland, so that's another point that we can look at there.
Having spent a day and a night there. So the reason I'm going to read it, and I'm going to read this the way it's written, is that you can infer what you want to infer from this. I'm not trying to make fun of the guy's English or anything like
that. It is what it is. We'll infer some more here in a moment. But have you or someone you know ever been a victim of electronic pickpocketing? If not, you might be wondering what electronic pickpocketing is. Thankfully, it may not have happened to you yet. But it could, because a thief could pass near you with a scanner and then read your RFID chips that are in many of the debit and credit cards that are issued to folks nowadays, which means they could then compromise your identity, perhaps, and certainly use your credit card information to make purchases for themselves without your authorization. So you can now prevent electronic pickpocketing from happening to you thanks to ID Stronghold. They've been making products to block electronic pickpocketing since 2005. Some of their most loyal customers are military personnel that place a high value on personal security. And now you can have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold. All you need to do is switch your wallet for a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. I've got one of these wallets, and I really like it thus far.
Yeah, it's been going good for you?
It has. Visit IDStronghold.com to see their huge selection of his and hers wallets. That's IDStronghold.com. You'll surely find one that's right for you. Tell them Ian Freeman sent you. Again, that's IDStronghold.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, you can join us via Skype. Pete is on the line with us. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live. Where are you calling from tonight?
Calling from Pennsylvania.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks. Hey, big fan, by the way. Love the show. I promote it all the time.
Thank you. You're on with Ian, Dave Ridley, and Mark.
Okay, great. So the last few weeks, it seems you guys have been pushing for that cops should not point guns at unarmed people.
It seems reasonable.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? And what I'd like to say, though, is I think you guys should have the right, you personally should have the right to point guns at unarmed people. So,
well, I want to hear more about this.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear more about that. Yeah. So stand by, Pete.
Having never pointed a gun at an unarmed person, it's interesting.
We'll bring you back. More with Pete and your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-453. We are, in point of fact, talking about disarming the police, talking about the different societies, countries in the world that police don't have guns when they're walking around on patrol. And everything's okay there. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Quantum Life is here 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free to join us here. We've got more coming up about Liberland and the most recent arrests that are happening there, that happened there over the weekend, in a series of arrests. Probably half a dozen people, if not more, have been. Didn't they say like a dozen were arrested at one point? I'm losing track. There have been several arrests in Liberland. We'll talk more about it coming up with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
Ridley
and Mark.
Join us over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then get your shopping taken care of and go to shop.freetalklive.com to do so. There are links to Amazon there. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price. So whatever it is you need to buy at Amazon, Free Talk Live gets a slice when you go to shop.freetalklive.com. It's the same great prices, the same huge selection, the free Super Saver shipping, Amazon Prime. It's the same Amazon that you're used to. You're just going through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. We got Pete on the line in Pennsylvania. Now, Pete, you wanted to address pointing guns at, was it unarmed people?
Yes, and what I'm trying to get at is when people say unarmed, it does not necessarily mean not dangerous. Mm-hmm. And to sort of illustrate this, Mark, a question for you. So if you could imagine some of the worst people in prison, and maybe they weren't put away for a violent offense, but they were tough dudes. And can you imagine, think of the toughest guy you know, and would you
I didn't meet him in prison, but okay.
Right, okay. Maybe the toughest guy you knew in prison. And would you want Ian to have the ability to shoot that person if Ian was threatened with his life?
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I mean, like the old saying that God made man and Sam Colt made him equal.
Right. And you know, I don't know if Ian, you're a kung fu master or anything like that.
But, no, he's a skinny little wimp.
Okay, skinny wimp. I didn't want to say, you know, the W word, but what I'm getting at is now imagine you have more than one person. Maybe they're average size, but you have a disproportionate amount of force leveled against someone simply because they're outnumbered. Now, those people collectively may be unarmed, but they're not dangerous. And so you have situations in Baltimore. I read this on both CBS Baltimore and Breitbart where – the cops are pulling away from, let's say, urban areas of the city in order to, because when they show up to the scene of a crime, they're actually get surrounded and mobbed by 30, 50 people. And so they retreat.
Well,
and so crimes themselves are not actually being investigated.
So we have recommended here on Free Talk Live, you know, regardless of what you think about the racial situation in the United States, I think that we can be clear that some people believe that there is racism endemic in police departments around the United States.
And I buy that.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, I don't know what I'm certainly believe that there are some racist cops, but I think that a lot of what we have is just sort of a misunderstanding between cultures. And what my opinion is if, okay, if you can't draw from that community police officers of similar racial makeup of the community. So I'm saying that if the community is 50% black and 50% white, maybe you should have a department that's somewhere close to 50% black and 50% white. If you cannot find people who are from that community who are able to be police officers in that community, then that community doesn't deserve police protection, right? Like, they should have people coming from their community providing them with protection. That's what I'm saying. And at that point, you won't have circumstances. You will have far fewer circumstances where you've got cops getting surrounded by groups of hoods in, you know, when they're in some neighborhood that they, you know, don't want to be from. They don't want them in there.
Right, but I can understand that might be the case in Ferguson, where I believe the police force was about 90% white and the population was 60% black. But in Baltimore, that's not necessarily the case. You know, the demographics of the police force actually reflect the demographics.
Yeah, I don't know if Baltimore is losing, if the police are
Freddie
losing
Gray,
ground.
The Freddie Gray cops, even in Freddie Gray, the cops were split 50-50 between white and black.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening in Baltimore as far as the cops losing ground or whatever. I mean, do they have a riot right. in Baltimore? They certainly do. But, you know, the point I would make here is that police, there is a great deal of pressure extant in here in the United States against police departments for using force, specifically against black males, but using force on unarmed people. And police departments are becoming cognizant of that. And I think that's a good thing. No, I'm still going to say the police are supposed to be brave, just paladins of truth, and they should not unholster that weapon until it is time to use it. Yeah, I can see why you might give a little more latitude to the average person, but that latitude isn't given. It's actually just the opposite. The latitude's given to police officers for unholstering a weapon.
Well, for them, it's time to use it any damn well they feel like, any damn time they feel like it, it seems like. They very rarely get in trouble for using their gun.
Yeah, and it depends on where you are. I mean, I think if a New Hampshire police officer drew down on me, there would be some consequences, but it would be not so big a deal if a Dallas officer did that to me.
Pete, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, I do like your point about the about that. The one last point, though, is in your call to say that cops are bad and that lumping in, we need to demilitarize the police. I worry that your own voices are getting lost among.
I don't know if anyone said.
Hold on. Let him make his statement.
I'm worried your voices are getting lost among those from leftist authoritarians who are pushing things like consent decrees on, let's say, the Baltimore Police Department.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone said cops are bad.
What's a consent decree?
That consent decree is where the Baltimore Police Department agrees to certain things for not getting sued.
Okay. They agree to certain things for not getting sued.
Centralization of police and less
Yeah, we're starting to lose you a little bit there. I don't think anyone – thank you for the call, Pete. I don't think anybody has said cops are bad as like a general statement here on Free Talk Live. some police are bad people, and others allow those bad people to get away with their crimes, which, by proxy, is really bad.
Well, in a sense,
well,
they are all bad. It is what you do that makes you good or bad. And if you accept, if your salary is all coming from taxation and you're enforcing some victimless crime laws now and then, you might be better than all the other cops in America, but that's still doing more harm than good.
But not all cops are enforcing victimless crime laws.
We had
Straight Razor call in. Now we don't know.
He's never enforced a victimless crime law in the last year or two?
I don't have him on the line to ask him when the last time it was, but he seems like a pretty principled guy who avoids enforcing those laws.
He's fired over it.
He says.
It is pretty cool. I mean, yeah.
We don't know if what he's saying is true, Dave. Once again, it's one of those things where we got to take his word for it because he's calling
his video
and telling us, well,
you can't show video of that.
Right. He doesn't want to record video of him letting somebody off of a crime.
Well, not that, but the video of them telling him that he's going to be fired and they're going to prosecute him and stuff like that.
Well, okay, so I would take a different tack than Dave here. I'm not going to go call every police officer bad, but I am going to say that they work for a monopoly, and that has inherent incentives. So when you give somebody the power that's inherent in a monopoly on violence, then you're going to find that it warps their motives over time.
And will attract bad people, too.
It will attract both the corrupt, and it will corrupt the uncorrupted.
Yes.
Now, that's not to say that every cop is corrupt or been corrupted. It's just saying that the pressures exist. I would go so far as to say that every human being in those circumstances would be corrupt. So therefore, every cop has been corrupt at some point, and some cops make a business of it.
That's true.
Most people consider accepting stolen property, knowingly accepting it, to be a crime, a non-victimless crime, and that's what essentially all cops do through taxation.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it to you, Dave Ridley, that probably most cops, even the ones that, you know, might not enforce the victimless crime laws, may still be out doing speeding ticket enforcement. I mean, there may be certain ways that they can't get out of doing that, like if they've got quotas or something like that. But we know there are cops who do the very best they can to be as low impact as possible.
Maybe all we can ask of them.
And I don't want to call those people bad people. I think that good people can do bad things when they have the wrong, motivations, when they have the wrong incentives or whatever. I know that Chris Cantwell, for instance, has been meeting and talking to some of the Keene police in town and connecting with them on a human level. And I think that that helps you understand, when you actually can have a conversation with a police officer, that these are human beings and they are doing the wrong thing in a lot of cases to their fellow man.
And you think about
calling them bad isn't necessarily going to bring them to that conclusion, I guess. We'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts. We've got a couple more hours to go. Plenty of time for you to get in here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight. In fact, I mentioned Cantwell. And Dave Ridley, you've got some thoughts about Chris Cantwell you wanted to talk about here. We can do that. Plus, 5 ways the powerful trick you into hating protesters. Mark will give us that story. It's Free Talk Live.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
It's been July with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.